Thoughts from the web. Congratulations to @CORBYN for leader, 60% of first preference votes, new leader of the Labour Party. Build a working class Labour out of new Labour. Dave Nellist, trade unionist and socialist coalition chair. Congratulations @JEREMYCORBYN, victory for socialist ideas and principled politics. Good luck and struggle to make Labour a left party again. Paul Murphy, Irish Socialist Party TDMP. If @STELLACRESY can be a member of the Cooperative Party and Labour Party, HMM, wonder if I can be a member of Socialist Party and Labour? Nancy Taff. Women in high places and gender equality are two very different things. #JUSTSAYIN #CORBYNCABINET Jackie Berry. #CORBYN victory. Now he needs to mobilize mass movement, kill off new Labour for good. Paul Callanan. Corbyn will be Rapunzel, at the top of the tower, but a prisoner nevertheless, unless he acts decisively against the right wing, and democratizes the party. Ross Saunders. JC romps home convincingly. This a great victory for the anti-austerity movement, and should give confidence to us all in the trade unions, and on the left. Questions that had been confined to the margins, such as what type of change do we need, and how do we get it, as well as socialism, are now surely back on the agenda, and I'm convinced Marxist ideas will also become more popular. P.D. Hunt. Ramsay MacDonald, Dennis Healey, Roy Hattersley, Neil Kinnock, Tony Blair, Peter Mandelson, Alistair Campbell. Liz Kendall, your boys took one hell of a beating. Nick Parker. Not everybody was pleased. The editorial in City AM, a city freebie with a daily diary page called The Capitalist, talks of Corbyn putting Labour's moral authority at risk. The paper's headline was "Labour's Lost It." It rails against John McDonnell's plans for tackling the casino economy, including increasing taxation on people earning over £100,000 a year. They are worried about the bank accounts of the rich losing it. But their class has for decades had three major political parties backing it, and they are weeping, and trying to organize against, the prospect of Labour leaving that fold. Roger Shrives.